Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to a new episode of Breakthrough Directions on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from wonderful, sunny Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you guys today. We have my friend and co-host, Linda Feinholz from BreakthroughByDesign.com. Hello, Miss Linda.
Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm sitting here in sunny Los Angeles, so I think we've got the Northern Hemisphere covered here.
That's awesome, and we have got a guest that I have been so excited about for a couple of weeks now.
Yes, we have got Sean Casey, and I know that you've known Sean for years, so I want to say a few words before you give the expanded introduction. I have followed Sean Casey since 2007 when I first decided to expand my notion of what marketing myself and my consulting services was. And I don't think I shared that with Sean, but I followed with wonderment watching how he was able to look at opportunities in the marketplace and figure out how to turn them into really viable business opportunities. And I'm so looking forward to talking with him today about that as well as the rest of what it takes to create that success.
But now you're going to awesome. Make me blush if you're not careful.
But Gina, I know you've known him a very long time, so I'm going to let you do the other side of the curtain introduction.
Well, Sean and I met the first time on a cruise, 2005, 2006, when Holly Cotter was doing the marketer's cruise, and there were like 30 of us all together on the ship, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah, that was a crazy trip. That was the one where the weather was so bad they actually closed the top deck of the boat.
It was awful. Oh, my gosh, was that a crazy trip. But we had a great time. And we got to know one another a little bit, made some great friends. It's amazing how many of the people that were on the cruise that time are still around and doing well in their businesses, fast forward many years later, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, Frank Sousa was on the ship that year, and Donna Fox, who's now running the marketer's cruise, was on the ship that year. It was a really cool trip.
Yeah, Mike Filsaim was there.
Yeah, he was there as well.
You didn't see him much because he was actually running all the stuff for the Butterfly Marketing launch while on the cruise.
Yep, that was right in the middle of Butterfly Marketing. That's how long ago that cruise was. And
wow,
Sean and I have been running into one another ever since.
Yeah.
I think I was on the tail of you folks because I remember watching him with his Butterfly Marketing, both campaign as well as using that in my own business. So amazing the loops and cycles that we all share.
Really is.
Really
and Sean has done lots of really cool things over the years. I could spend the whole hour talking about all the different things that Sean has done. I know at one point I actually brokered a launch for Sean back when he and Jeff Paul were doing Membership Millions. Gosh,
yes.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. A lot of stuff, a lot of products.
One of the things that you have been doing for many, many years is helping people with affiliate marketing. And if I understand what we're going to be talking about today, that's a big part of it.
Yes.
It is indeed. It's a big part of it. And, you know, we have folks from so many different walks of business life that one of the things that I think will really help them understand how to look for opportunities is, Sean, before we all dive into affiliate marketing, if we could go back in time a little bit to what was it that you thought you were going to be doing in life? What was it you thought your profession was going to be? And then in business, what did you think you were going to be focusing on before we ended up with this astounding specialization?
Well, back in the dark ages, pre-internet, before the internet was even a gleam in Al Gore's eye, I was a student at the University of Scranton in northeastern Pennsylvania and a majoring in communications, which was my third major. I started off in computer science. I morphed into business. Then I morphed into communications. And I was working full-time in my senior year as a disc jockey on the number one rock station in northeastern Pennsylvania and having a great time and got near graduation and figured out that this was a lot of fun, but nobody made any money in this business. And at that time, the number one paid guy, this would have been in 1981, number one radio guy in America, Imus in New York, Don Imus, had just hit the peak of making money and was making $100,000 a year. And so if the best guy in the world is making $100,000 and that's not you, that means you're probably never going to be him. So this is not a good profession money-wise. And it wasn't at the time. You know, now you have guys who become media superstars, you know, like a Howard Stern making hundreds of millions of dollars. But at the time, this was not a high-paid profession. So I said, gosh, what am I going to do? And so I did what everybody does that didn't know what they were going to do. I went to law school, which, you know, wasn't that much fun, really. But, you know, it's how hard could it be? Well, it was very hard. But I managed to get through law school and start practicing law. But always my goal was to get back into business. I always expected that I could leverage my legal knowledge to get back into business. So I practiced law for about a decade, really. But during that time, I got very involved with information marketing and direct response marketing. And so that led me out of practicing law in 1995, and I moved down to Jacksonville, Florida, to become the part owner and the CEO of a company that was in the real estate education industry. And so we built that company up and doubled sales year after year for 3 years in a row. We were on the Inc. 500 list, Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest growing companies in America 2 years in a row. And then I saw the internet coming and saw the great opportunity to apply direct response principles to the internet. So in January of 99, I left that company to focus primarily on the internet side of things. And that's how I got to be an internet guy, lo, these 14 years ago now.
And, you know, we have a lot of people, because I know some of the folks who are listening to us today who are, I'll say, they're finding their way through their 20s, through their 30s into what it is they want to be doing. And so when we talk about a 15-year span, I think it's really helpful to understand that you were there in the infancy when this idea of internet was, gosh, could I even get 10% of the people I know to have an email address? I remember very well being part of a business networking community, and we were begging the members to please get an email address, and that went on for 5 or 7 years.
Yeah, it really was, and it's one of those things where, you know, we've seen the internet grow up and expand, and the communication level be amazing. But, you know, today, a lot of people look at the internet and they're like, oh, it's always been here. Well, no, it's not. And people look at the internet and go, well, you know, all the thinking and the development and everything else is done. No, it's not. I mean, it's changing almost as much now as it was 10 years ago. It's just there's so much stuff going on, it's harder to see all the changes.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, who would have thought that, you know, everyone would be texting each other on their cell phones?
Right.
You know, who would have thought 3 years ago that Facebook would dominate what has become called social media? I mean, you know, I was reading an article in Forbes magazine a few months ago about the guy who got fired for failing to buy MySpace.
Right, I remember this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, so here's a guy who didn't spend $450 million to buy a company which recently was sold for 1% of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I mean, think about that. So you're the guy who failed to waste the $450 million. Man, that's a pretty good job. But who knew? I mean, because the people buying it at the time, you know, really thought this was the future, and all of a sudden it's gone. And we're going to see that, you know, more and more and more is you know, things are going to keep changing.
And I hear
fast.
From folks, they feel as if everything that's going to be invented has already been invented, and they don't realize every time they're texting a message, if I remember correctly, this was created by an Israeli teenager, and it was called I see you or I seek you, to try and have an efficient way out of the line of sight to just send messages back and forth to his pals.
Yeah. And, you know, now we chat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now you could, you know, get on your iPhone with somebody else with an iPhone and have FaceTime. I mean, and you know, and it's going to continue to expand. I mean, you see Google, if you've seen the demos of Google Glass, I mean, that's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And Gene and I have talked a lot the past couple of weeks about Google coming out with Hangouts and tying it to YouTube, and literally with one stroke of a pen. Now, obviously, it's gone, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of man hours behind the scene to take an idea and actually create the programming that lets it happen. But on the public side of it, it's with one stroke of a pen, they've transformed an entire industry of communication by linking all of those together with one click of the button.
Yeah, and who knows what will be next.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think throughout the entire time that you've been in the business world, the one thing that really hasn't changed is the importance that relationships have played in your business. Let's talk a little bit about how relationships have really helped your businesses grow over the years.
Well, relationships are super important, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand about when both they get started online or started in any business is that, you know, the connections that you make and the relationships that you build can make all of the difference. Now, you know, I've been very careful to develop relationships and not burn bridges at the same time for many, many years now. And some of those relationships have ended up with me doing business with people where we have, you know, generated millions of dollars in sales. Some are just people that I'm friendly with along the way, but with whom I can, you know, share information, or they can share information with me that helps me along the way. But a lot of the problem with people trying to, from their standpoint, think they're developing a relationship is that what they think of it in a relationship is, what can you do for me? So they approach it with, you know, hey, Sean, I'm a new guy, I'm just starting out, and it would be great if you could, you know, give me a whole bunch of tips, spend a bunch of time with me, promote my product, make sure it sells, fix everything up. You know, it's like, well, okay, so I don't understand what that does for me, right? But you know, for a lot of people, it's, you know, and I understand, you know, because I can already hear the people on the other end of the line going, yeah, but that's because I don't know what to do and don't have this and don't have that, and you guys have all this stuff. Well, we once didn't have all this stuff, so all of us have had to go through this growth curve of learning and doing. But, you know, maybe a good example is once upon a time there was a company called, and there may still be, I don't know, called Six Figure Income, but SFI was a really big internet presence a decade ago, maybe longer than that. And I got very involved with promoting it, got introduced to the owners and the chief operating officer of the company. And we had some good conversations that, in fact, led to me visiting with them in Lincoln, Nebraska, because they wanted help with how they were going to survive with as fast as they were growing, because they were growing so fast it was unbelievable. And I had been through a lot of fast growth, and they wanted to know, like, you know, what's going to break so we could fix it before it breaks. And so, yeah, so I helped them out, absolutely no charge, and in exchange, they were kind enough to put one of my early books called Mining Gold on the Internet into their product line that their people in this was partly an MLM company, but part of a product that their MLM people could buy to qualify for their residual money that month. So they were literally selling 1,000 or 1,500 books a month for me in their store, sending me money as part of the profit sharing to do it and generating customers for me. And so we had a great relationship that lasted for years, generated thousands and thousands of customers and a whole lot of money, you know, from me giving them advice and them in turn, you know, being able to sell my product, and we both made money. Now, you know, I'm sure they got pitched every day once my book was in that store from somebody who was like, well, you put Sean's book in there. Why don't you put my book in there? My book's better than Sean's book. But, you know, no one approaching them and saying, guys, here's what we can do for you. You know, I know, Gina, you have obviously a lot of experience in helping create and maintain joint venture relationships, which is, you know, how we met was just, you know, casually. But it's that people have to understand if you want to develop relationships, it cannot be all about, you know, sucking people dry, sucking them for everything they have, you know, approaching them with, you know, gosh, if you just send an email, you know, you'll make $100 million selling my product, and wouldn't you be lucky to do it?
Well, Sean, you know, you're putting your finger on a really critical issue about people who have decided they want to go into entrepreneurship, which is because we're living in a fast communication and fast learning and, you know, through technology era, I just came from a conference where a woman looked me dead in the eye and said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I don't want to know how to do, and she started listing all the things, webinars and podcasting and everything else. Somebody else, I just need to find somebody who will do that for me. And I looked her square in the eyes and I said, you need to know and understand how to do the very things you're handing off to someone else. And the same thing holds in what you were describing, which is people say, look, you've been there. Can't you just show me? Well, you've been there, and because you lived through that learning, yes, of course it can be faster with a mentor, a coach, and a consultant. Of course it can. But because you lived through that learning, you're a master of your business and a master of the issues that come up. They're not intellectual.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, I've made an untold number of mistakes myself, certainly, but, you know, one of them that, you know, I'm not sure if I made or not, but I've certainly seen it made a lot, is that people tend to want to delegate in their business. You know, this talk of outsourcing is a big buzzword and has been for years around the internet now, because you have such ready communication with, you know, people in countries that will work cheaper than, you know, people that would come to an office here in America. And so a lot of people think that what they're going to do is they're going to hire somebody who works for $3 an hour, and that person is going to be the equivalent of having a highly experienced six-figure sales master that they would normally have working out of their office here in America. And they're shocked when that actually isn't the case, right? I mean, the person that earns $3 an hour isn't as smart as the person that earns $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the person who just, you know, graduated high school or college or whatever and is sharp enough, is, you know, doesn't have the experience that this guy who would run a sales force has. And, you know, for a lot of these, it's one thing to outsource, simple tasks like, you know, go get me, you know, 10 links, go post this video on YouTube. You know, that's all great. But, you know, you're right. If you're going to outsource sales and marketing, then they need to be outsourced to somebody who really is good at sales and marketing.
Many years ago, when I was a consultant to the Disney company, I got a phone call from an executive there who said, Linda, there's this concept called telecommuting, and I have someone who has asked me for permission to work from home, and I don't even know how to respond. And I said, okay, so let's back up. Do you know what 40 hours a week of good work from that person is? Sure, they worked for me for years. Okay, great, I said. So now, could you envision letting them, quote, work from home 3 days a week or whatever for 6 weeks and being able to evaluate, are you still getting what you expect in terms of quality from their work? Oh, yes, okay, good. So nobody says this has to be permanent, I said. Let them do it for 6 weeks and reevaluate from that point. And they said, great, hung up the phone, and I turned to one of my colleagues and I said, nobody is getting it. We talk about this trend of outsourcing. We talk about this idea of telecommuting and people working remotely and virtually and so on. The person I hung up from knows the person he's delegating to, knows what work he's expecting to have delivered, and knows how to get responsiveness from that person. But wait 20 years and we won't actually have a relationship with the people we're outsourcing to. And when you have a question you want answered and nobody answers the phone at the other end, then where are you?
Yeah.
And we're living that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're gleefully outsourcing all over the place to people we've never met, and we're taking a lot on faith that they actually know what they're doing, will deliver on it, will be responsive by phone, by internet, et cetera. And people are now tripping over that.
Who knows what it'll be soon?
Yeah.
Be outsourcing to the moon.
Yeah. It may get better now that we've got FaceTime, where we actually can see the face of the person. You know, there's no excuse between Skype and FaceTime and all these others. You can actually look someone dead in the eyes and go, no, really, will you have it for me by 3 o'clock or not?
Yep.
So, yeah, funny.
So what are you doing these days?
Well, that's a long list. The key things that we're focusing on these days are primarily software tools and training that help people generate leads for their business, to traffic to their website, better search engine rankings. We've developed, along with my partner Brian Cause, we've developed a lot of software. We have a program called WebFire, which is a collection of 27 software tools, which are all focused on getting you more traffic, leads, exposure on the internet. And it's, I mean, there's stuff there that you, most people have never even heard of the concept of doing, much less seen software that would do it for them. You know, for example, one of the ways that you could manually go and get traffic and exposure for your website is to go to Google and get a list of the top 50 keywords related to your topic. Let's say it's weight loss. And you could then go and search Google, Yahoo, and Bing for the top-ranked sites that have forums or blogs or Q&A sites like Yahoo Answers. And you could go post up and become part of the conversation on those blogs and forums, because anybody can go and post, and anybody could go and, you know, have a signature in their post or anything else. But you literally could be standing in front of the traffic that we know is there, because if, for instance, there's a forum called 3fatchicks.com that ranks very high for a lot of weight loss terms like LA Weight Loss, which gets like 10 million searches a month. And, you know, if you're in a forum that is ranked, you know, at the top of Google for a term that gets searched 10 million times a month, that forum's getting traffic. I mean, you don't actually need to do any more research to figure this out. And so if there's all this traffic on this forum, and you can be in this forum, you could, even if you were brand new to the weight loss market, have instant exposure 5 minutes from now by posting up on that forum and create great incoming links for your site, potentially siphon traffic off of that forum over to your site and start building, you know, your site's ranking and traffic and your list and your blog following and whatever else you want to do, all by getting access to that. And people have been doing this manually, although it's a lot of work, for years. And we built a tool that in 5 minutes will do that for any keyword. That literally
Holy
will
cow.
Go pull keywords, do all the research, and just give you the list of all the sites along with their rankings, the keyword search count, and everything else. And, you know, it's a lot of computing power, but it's an amazing time saver.
Well, I got to go check that out.
Exactly. Wow. And for a moment, but, you know, I want to hear the other things that you and your team are working on. But for a moment, if you have someone that's got, as you said, you know, weight loss or fitness, and there's, you know, making money, there's certain things that are the real hot trends for looking for traffic on the internet. And I'm curious, you know, if someone is an attorney and is trying to figure out how to answer that same challenge for their business, it seems to me that this tool is as useful for them.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that, that, you know, we actually do provide services where we get traffic for local business owners and even, you know, e-commerce sites that sell globally. But, for example, one of my neighbors is a home builder, builds expensive custom homes, you know, probably starting, I don't know, if she even does them as cheap as $1 million. And had hired somebody 3 years ago to rebuild her website and get her ranked and everything else. And she's a friend of my wife's, and you know, finally figures out that I do this internet thing, because you know, your neighbors never actually understand what you do.
It's true.
And to a certain extent, you almost don't want them to, because then you have to answer a lot of questions. It's almost like being the doctor at the party. But you know, we sat down, and she hired us to take her site from non-existent to getting her traffic for, you know, home building Atlanta, custom home building, you know, for some of the desirable areas around here. And, you know, and this was like 3 weeks ago, and she's now on the front page for a bunch of terms because of what we did with her website, primarily using all the tools inside of WebFire. I mean, we fixed a lot of the stuff that was wrong with the way her site was internally set up, and with a lot of the on-page SEO things, and then found, you know, the keywords that she should be targeting that had reasonable amount of traffic, and had then started with actually promoting and getting backlinks for the site, as well as starting pushing out, you know, videos and articles and different things that will expand her presence and give her lots of other chances to get those items ranked, as well as creating great backlinks in for her site. And the truth is, it's easier to rank a local business in a local market than it is to go fight and win the battle for weight loss, for example, globally, because everybody wants to, and there you're fighting against billion-dollar giants. It's hard to beat the billion-dollar guys.
I can hear some folks saying, yeah, but my people aren't looking for me on the internet.
Right. They're all using the yellow pages, and they're looking you there, for you there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the searches for mobile on mobile devices, which have obviously increased tremendously with smartphones, the last stats that I saw, and they're probably more skewed than this now, is that half of mobile device owners use them to search for local businesses. And more specifically, that half of those searches are made without knowing what business they want to find. So they're searching for furniture or an attorney or a pizza place or whatever. They don't even know what they're looking. They don't know the business they're trying to find. They're just trying to find some provider. And, you know, so they're in their iPhone or their Droid, and they're looking up furniture Duluth, Georgia, which is where I live, and they want to see results related to that because of what's there. Now, you know, you can say that people aren't looking, but they are. Now, they might not be finding you, which is why if you survey your people and they say they don't find you and you don't have a website, no kidding. Right? I mean, this is all you can you know, skew the survey question any way you want to. You know, the flip side of that is, since we, in the last week and a half, since, for instance, this home builder, we got her visible, you know, is just about to sign a contract to build a custom home for somebody. You know, for a lead for someone who found her online, is going to sign a deal that's worth more than $1 million in gross revenue to her.
And you're putting your finger on something really important, because I know there are people with all different kinds of businesses, and some of them are perhaps thinking to themselves, well, what you're talking about is I've moved my market, my credibility builders online. It's not that people are starting there. They may be, you know, asking their best friend, do you know any home builders? And even so, the immediate next thing people do is they go online and they Google that person or those terms just to see how this independent world of, quote, the internet displays that person and shows that they're credible and they're real.
Well, they do. And one of the big things that we're seeing now for a lot of people is that they want to see the business be visible in social media. You know, for example, if, you know, you're looking for, let's just use plumbers because this probably is a bad example, but, you know, if you're looking for a plumber, you're trying to figure out if the guy's trustworthy before you turn him loose in your house and he tells you you need all this work done. And so you go look up the plumber on Facebook, which a lot of people do this now, and that guy either doesn't exist on Facebook that you can find, or he's got a fan page where there was a single post a year ago and he's got seven people that like him. You're completely unimpressed. And the younger you are, the less impressed you are. Okay. And the less you know about marketing, the less impressed you are, because people don't understand that, you know, some of these pages, you know, have been configured very carefully to be much better than, you know, Joe the plumber might make. But on the other hand, if you went and you found the plumber, and the plumber posted on a regular basis and interacted with people on Facebook, and he had, you know, 500 or 1,000 likes, and so, you know, it was a reasonable amount for his local area, and you're like, well, you know, the guy's obviously visible, the guy can be found, if I've got a problem, I can go post up here and probably get a response, you're going to feel more comfortable going to that plumber than you might otherwise feel. And that's going to become a bigger and bigger trend. There are guys who are, for better or for worse, you know, consumer bloggers that talk about, you know, the way consumers should behave and what they should expect from companies. And many of them now feel that the very best way for them to get customer service from any large institution is not to use the normal customer service channel. It's to go pop onto Twitter or pop onto Facebook and start posting up their problem, and expect that they're going to get an immediate response from the customer support staff on the other end, because they don't want to use the phone, and they don't want to use email, and they don't want to use the help desk. They want to go be very visible, because they feel that way they can be the big squeaky wheel that gets a response right away.
I'm wincing as you describe that.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, their advice to people is, you know, this is the way the world should work now, because the consumers want it to work that way. Now, the fact that's really, you know, obviously not fair to a business that everybody who posts is whining, you know, has nothing to do with it. And, you know, if they were the business owner, they wouldn't be happy that somebody has ignored all of the available channels we've so carefully created to take care of our customers, so that people could go whine publicly, you know, because there were supposed to be 8,000 units in a bag and there was only 7,999. And, you know, what are they going to do? And this is an outrage, and it's highway robbery, and I know I bought this for half price on the closeout sale, but still, you know. But,
a couple of months ago.
But this is going to become, you know, more and more the norm is that people are going to expect to be able to do that. And if you want to be able to have your providers respond to you this way, then the first thing you're going to do before you let them become a provider is you're going to go see if they're present in social media.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, one of the reasons why we've actually built a kind of a done-for-you social media service is because we've had clients who have this problem of they have no visible presence on Twitter or Facebook. And so we actually create, you know, their Facebook fan page and their Twitter accounts, and we help them acquire followers and fans, and we post up on a regular basis and interact with those people so that they have a visible presence that someone can come to and look and say, well, you know, should I do business with this guy or not? Well, look, they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're visible. You know, somebody posts up, I see that they respond. You know, I can find this company later if I have an issue that it needs dealt with. And so they can feel very comfortable doing business with that. And
A couple months ago, a company called HubSpot put out a 120 marketing stats charts and graphs that talked about mobile marketing, social media marketing, search engine marketing, and email marketing, those four specifically. There's about 30 or 40 for each of the four topics. And a couple of the stats that are in there, 9 out of 10 mobile searches lead to action, and over 57% lead to purchase. Like you said, people are using their mobile phones like crazy. But one of the things that I was so blown away by is this one. 4 billion out of the 6.8 billion people on the planet use a mobile phone, but only 3.5 billion use a toothbrush. More people use a mobile phone today for searching and finding people than the number of people who use a toothbrush. It really has become the norm. It's the way that people want to do business today. And no matter how much we as marketers want them to do it the way we want them to do it, it really doesn't work that way, does it, Sean?
No. No, but it does mean that what we should invent is a mobile phone with a built-in toothbrush.
There we go.
That's what the world is missing.
Wait, you cannot log in. You won't take your password unless you prove that you've brushed your teeth.
Well, you know, it's actually really funny. lately, one of the newest, hottest trends is this whole idea of gamifying training and content and et cetera. Well, a company has actually come out with a gamified toothbrush. This toothbrush is meant for kids. This toothbrush has an app that mommy downloads to her phone. And as the kid brushes their teeth, it reports a bunch of information about that on mommy's phone. And mommy can actually turn it into a game and send audio messages that are played through the toothbrush as the kid's doing what they should to brush their teeth.
You missed the molar on the left. Do it again.
Exactly. So already there, Sean.
Yep. See, I'm way behind the curve.
There you go. Oh. Too funny.
Sean, what are some of the other tools that you folks have created for yourself and now that you're creating for other businesses?
One of them we're just about to release, which at least one part of it is called Get Leads Free, is a tool that searches social media, Twitter, Facebook, and some other sites for keyword-based posts. Now, why that becomes important is, let's say that you are the lawyer in Duluth, Georgia. We talked about lawyers before. And you are, you know, looking for clients, you know, without actually chasing ambulances. But, you know, people have life situations that might require a lawyer. You know, like my mom died. Like, you know, I was in a car accident, right? Things that happen. You know, so-and-so just, you know, my husband just told me he wants to get divorced. Well, people post their lives online.
Mm-hmm.
They post them on Facebook. They post them on Twitter. And, you know, it's amazing what they will tell you about what's happening. But now if you could go and tap into this stream of consciousness, you can find the people who haven't even gotten to the part of, I actually need to find a lawyer, thinking and be in front of them in advance. You know, it's been raining for 2 days here in Georgia, and, you know, probably somebody's got a water leak in their roof. And if they do, you know, half of them will post it on Twitter or Facebook before they actually ever go looking for a roofer. Now, you know, if you're a roofer and you have somebody on your staff every morning pop in and search all your local area to find the people that said, hey, you know what, my roof leaked over the weekend, I need to go find a roofer, anybody know one? You know, you can be Johnny on the spot with a nice, polite message saying, hey, saw this post. And, you know, here we are, and here's our credibility, and you can go to our Facebook page or go to our website, check us out. You know, we're, you know, obviously socially aware, and, you know, we can help you out with your problem. And, you know, you can be aggressively going to get business without waiting for anyone to have to come find you. Because, you know, as always in business, I mean, there's multiple ways to drive business, one of which is, you don't have to actually just wait for people to show up. You can go get people where they are, which is one of, you know, the big things that we've helped a lot of our customers do is to not, you know, yes, it's nice when people find you in Google, but there are people finding you elsewhere as well. Right? You know, one of the best examples ever probably is my partner Brian was in New Zealand with his family, and his daughter likes to horseback ride, and so he went and searched in Google, tried to find a place to go horseback riding, and couldn't find one. Till he gets all the way down, several results down, and finds someone had posted an answer in Yahoo Answers to, is there a place to ride horseback riding in Auckland, New Zealand? And somebody had posted up, yes, go here. This is our place. So when he got there, the guy said, how did you find us? And Brian said, well, I found you in this Yahoo Answers thing. And the guy said, oh, yeah, we get like, you know, half our business from that.
Hmm.
So here's somebody, you know, their website's not ranked, right? They might not even have a website. I don't even know. But because they had taken the time to go answer a question, which is the perfect question, right? You know, does anybody know where you can go horseback riding here? And you can say, raise your hand and go, hey, it's me. We got a place. Come here. You know, guy's been getting business ever since. 5 minutes that he or an employee did, they've been getting business ever since. You know,
why is
like,
it that so few people get that that's the way to really get new leads for your business? Because not very many people know to do that.
Well, I think it's because people, first of all, you know, people start at the top, which is, well, Google has all the traffic. Well, no, they don't. Now, Google has the majority of the search volume, no question. But they don't have all the traffic, and they don't have all the ways that people find providers. Especially, I think, the more money somebody's going to spend, the more they're going to go do research before they even start talking to people. Right? I mean, you know, witness Angie's List, right? I mean, people pay money to belong to Angie's List so they can go find contractors, right? And people that, you know, we normally love to hate, primarily because we're taught to hate them because they all come and mostly do a bad job for us, right? You know, all the plumbers, electricians, and everything else that, you know, take your money, don't come back, don't show up on time, do a sloppy job. Now you can pay money to Angie's List so you can go see reviews on those people. Now, I'm not sure what makes her reviews any better than the ones you'd find in Google, for example. But, you know, people will actually pay money to join Angie's List so they can go see that stuff because they're concerned about it. And it's, you know, so the more money we're going to spend, the more research we're going to do, right? Which means we're way more likely to either post up questions or read the answers to questions that are posted on forums, on blogs, on Q&A sites, on local information sites. You know, we have a big site here in Atlanta called kudzu.com. If you're not from the South.
I love the weed.
Yeah. I mean, kudzu is this weed that once somewhere, I think, I can't remember if it got brought, somewhere in the Far East, I think from Japan, but somebody brought this weed, this vine, to study, and it kind of got turned loose, and the only thing that kills it is frost. But it grows so fast that, you know, today it's at the bottom of a tree and it'll start growing as soon as we hit our last frost. And by the end of summer, it'll be the top of a 40-foot tree. So it's a fast-growing vine. So they named the site kudzu.com. It's owned by, I think it's Cox Communications, but one of our really big multi-billion-dollar conglomerates here in Atlanta owns this site, which is a portal for local businesses to advertise and local consumers to go find the people. You know, and I mean, and so if you're a local business in Atlanta and you're not managing your presence on Kudzu, then, you know, you're missing out because people are using it and they're finding it when they search for somebody locally in Atlanta because it shows up in the search results. I mean, you know, there are so many different ways that people find you now that if you're, you know, if your average customer value is any decent number, you need to be out in front of all those different ways for people to find you.
The element that's in here that I know I need to be reminded of over and over again is, in the same way that I go online with expectations that everybody who is going to be my solution should have done a really good job of being out there in marketing so that I can find the information I want, well, I'm running a business too. I have to hold myself accountable for putting out the same kind of information for the people who are out searching. And I'm one of a probably not insignificant crop of people who never thought we were going to be marketers. We thought we were just going to be really good at what we do. And
right.
Nowadays that doesn't suffice.
Well, it doesn't, unless you have a big enough company to hire the smart person who is a good marketer.
And
but
even so, the amount of time a business needs to spend crafting their presence in the marketplace is fairly significant nowadays.
Well, it is. But the other side of that is that you don't have to do everything. You just at least have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's where the other part of things that overwhelms people nowadays, because, you know, if you get, you know, if you were to go to an internet marketing conference, get on a couple internet marketing lists, you see that every day somebody has figured out yet another way to do something. And next week it'll be worse because they'll have figured out 20 more things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some basic things that if you did them are a huge start. And there's some standard things that you want to do all the time for your business to promote it. But you don't have to do everything, nor do you have to understand the entire internet in order to be able to go do business online or get business from the internet. Yeah, I mean, it's when I started on the internet and really started focusing on learning to market online, there was no AdWords and Google didn't exist. I mean, and it was pretty straightforward. You know, you did a couple things, you got some traffic, you sent some emails, we trade promotions with other guys or buy traffic from somebody who had it. And run ads on their site. And, you know, it was a really simple thing to do. And today it is infinitely more complex. But what a lot of people want to do, and I understand this desire, is they want to understand it all before they ever get started using any of it. And the problem is you're just never going to catch up. I don't begin to understand everything about the Internet. And I've given up even trying, which is probably good for my sanity.
But you have decided what you are focusing on, and that comes back to the tools that you're creating both for your business as well as your clients' businesses.
Right, exactly. And so by doing that, you know, we're able to focus on some things that we know will work and that we figure will keep working for, you know, certainly at least the next few years. Hard to predict way beyond that. But, you know, the other thing is that people, it's really funny because there's a lot of early adopters in the internet marketing world. And so they tend to be alarmist about the future when they see something new come along. You know, for example, for years, people have been saying that email marketing is dead. No one's going to be using email anymore. No one's going to respond to email. No one's even going to bother to send email. You know, you might as well just don't even build an email list. It's not even worth anything. And yet, as we've seen year after year, all of those alarmist predictions are completely untrue. And in fact, if you read the surveys done by guys in the marketing business of, you know, the big, you know, Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 companies, you'd find that they're actually more focused than ever on email marketing because they've now actually figured out that they should email market and that it has a great return on investment, and they're doubling or tripling or quadrupling their budget in that regard.
And they're timing it well because they're timing it at the same time as everybody else has flung their hands up in the air and said, don't bother, the spam filters are so tight you can't get anything through, so just go use social marketing.
Right. Well, but at the same time, you know, the thing is, if you're, you know, big companies brand, but at the same time they try to measure their return on investment. You know, and if you spend $100,000 a year on Facebook, you at some point want to feel like you at least got business out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to measure. You're not sure you did. You know, you have some people on your staff that spend a lot of time on Facebook chatting with customers, but you don't know if that actually made you any money. But if you send email to make sales, it's real easy to measure the results. You know, we spent $500, we sent an email. We got $3,000 back. Okay, I can live with that math. Can we send email tomorrow?
Exactly.
Once upon a time, I lived in Pittsburgh when I went to law school, and Chuck Noll was the coach of the Steelers, and you know, they won a bunch of, you know, NFL titles and everything. And people used to ask him, you know, what his secrets were for building these championship football teams, and he said, you know, there's no secret. We block, we tackle, we run plays. Everyone knows what we're going to do. We just do it better than they do, but it's all basic stuff. And, you know, much of this business stuff, I mean, you know, if you think about this, you know, the way that Henry Ford revolutionized the car business was he created the assembly line. And I think everybody can picture what an assembly line looks like. It's basically parts go in the front end, cars come out the other end. And, you know, if you want to make cars faster, you make the assembly line faster. You want to make more cars, you put more parts in. Well, you know, business is really that simple if you break it down to a couple steps. It's, you know, I need to get leads and turn leads into sales and then get those customers to buy more stuff. So literally, I mean, they're just like people moving down the assembly line. At the front end is traffic, usually to a website in our case, that becomes a lead. The lead becomes a buyer. The buyer buys more stuff. You know, shove more leads in the front end, more money comes out the back end. And, you know, if you can visualize your business that simply, and, you know, as long as your back end part of it is efficiently done, then it's just a question of putting more people in the front end.
Right. And you have a tool that you and your team are releasing this week specifically.
Yes. So Thursday we're releasing a program called the Free Affiliate Club, which is really kind of a cool thing. We partnered up with a couple guys, Michael Beeson and Bobby B, that I've known for a long, long time, who are very successful marketers. In fact, there was a contest last February in a big launch where, you know, they beat all comers in promotions to make the most sales for a month and actually won a Bentley.
Whoa.
It's a pretty good prize. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I've driven it. They live in Texas. I went out and visited and played golf, and and got to drive the Bentley. It's a very nice ride. And so they're you know, very good at marketing, and they built a website that they used, and I can't remember the exact number, but generated north of $100,000 in 60 days in sales from this website. And so the free affiliate club offer is that anybody who is willing to opt in, give us a name and email address, can get a free version of this website set up and hosted on our server and ready to make sales for them. If they want to upgrade, they can and get it by hosting and get it hosted on their own site, which we suggest they do, both because we make money when they buy hosting and because you're going to get better results if you set this up on your own site. And when it's set up, we actually have it built so they automatically get a blog built for them that's topically related. And so they get a WordPress blog that's pre-set up. All they've got to do is start adding posts to that as well. And part of this, they also get lots of training on how to get traffic and use the site and et cetera. We also are giving them something that is not visible on the front page, but Brian and I have software that we normally sell for $47 called Fast Fire Sites, which is a actually two pieces of software. The first one does keyword research and will go into Google's database and tell you what the top 50 related keywords are for whatever market you want to go into, and then analyze the search engine rankings to tell you which of these keywords you have a good chance of ranking for, and then give you a report that you can literally sort out and pick all the ones highlighted in green as the place to start. And then it will walk you through making a blog post optimized for that keyword that you're trying to rank for, and then make the post right to your blog for you. So you could literally post to your blog with keyword targeted content that you create without ever logging into your blog directly. And so we're actually giving that software away to all the members of the Free Affiliate Club as well. So it's, you know, real nice program and been well received so far in our testing.
And for folks who are thinking, yeah, I'm not quite clear how I would use that in my business, let's give them a few examples of different kinds of businesses that this works well for.
Well, this really only works in this particular case. This is for anyone who's looking to, you know, expand their online sources of income. So this website is set up and actually has a bunch of free offers on it that we've sourced, where you can give away free trials to different products, free coupons, free different things. But the whole basis of the site is free, that people aren't required to spend money to get the freebies. And so, you know, this is not going to be of any assistance to someone who's like, you know, I want to sell more houses. But to anybody who's looking to expand their online source of income, get a source of online income, that's who this would fit for.
And so someone who's new to the idea of having
them?
A presence online.
The site that it sets up for them, does it have to be in any particular niche?
Well, no. It actually, everybody gets the same basic site.
Gotcha.
So, because it's already pre-populated with the free offers. Now, when they go and if they set up their own hosting version, it's still going to be the initial blog and the content will be focused around free offers, but they can then go and post additional content related to, you know, whatever they want to promote on that topic.
So it's pre-populated with free offers, which means somebody coming to the site says, yes, I'd love to opt in order to access those things that you're offering to me. And what are some of the things that are being offered at this stage?
The free credit report, you know, a sample of, you know, free weight loss pills, diet programs, those kind of things. Now, much of them, you know, sourced off of various CPA network offers. So, you know, the user is an affiliate, doesn't need to, you know, isn't going to need to interact with people, source the product or anything. You know, they're just going to be the conduit and earn a commission whenever somebody takes the action and chooses to get the freebie.
And that's the gem right there. They don't have to go out and build all of these relationships by, instead, by taking this program, they automatically become an affiliate of those, so they don't have to go out and build 20 different relationships in order to be able to make 20 different offers. And yet the economics of it are that they get compensated when someone clicks while on their site.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Because, in fact, most people would not be able to go and, you know, these days get approved for all these offers on various CPA networks. Much harder to get approved than it used to be because CPA networks have gone through so many fraudulent users that they're now much, much more picky about who they'll let into their system.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that there's links in the show notes to the show so that people can click forward and go see in more detail and go explore what this is all about, because this is really cool. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, including they want to go play in this space and get more familiar with it, and this is the ideal way to do it.
Yeah, and this is a great way just to get a feeling for, you know, how it works, what to do, what some of this stuff looks like. You know, I mean, you can get access to all this stuff free. I mean, even if you choose to go, you know, get your own site hosted, it's like $7 a month to pay for hosting. So, I mean, you know, you're not risking, you know, the family wealth to go explore, and you get access to a lot of training and information as part of it. So it's a great way for that somebody who's just starting out to get more information and education about everything.
Gina, you had a question?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I talked over you. Sorry there.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it because, you know, now this becomes a training vehicle for people who have been listening or watching everything going on, or, you know, they land on a site and they experience it, but they don't understand how it's constructed and why it's working the way it is. And it's a great learning ground to really get familiar with what all these elements are.
Yes. Yes, it's just a good starting point. You know, no matter what somebody's interested in, the other thing is that, you know, if you have an interest in just learning how internet marketing works, then, you know, one of the things we always suggest people to do is, you know, go get on the list of guys that do a lot of internet marketing, because you're just gonna see a lot of it in action, and if you get on my list, you're gonna get a lot of emails. You can always opt off the list. That's not a problem, but, you know, there's always lessons in getting marketed to. And that's just why I'm on so many email lists. I can learn and get
smarter. For so many of our listeners, there are people who are what I describe as offline service-oriented professionals. They have some area of expertise. They're coming to the Internet not to build their offline business, but to go in a new direction and use their expertise in an information business. What would you suggest to them to help them really get going and figure out how to do what they're looking to do?
Well, you know, the first thing is to stop worrying about what everybody else is doing in your market. One of the big things is people, you know, why do all plumbers and lawyers and doctors and everybody all have the exact same marketing? Because they all learn from whoever the industry guy was. And, you know, so the industry guy that taught them all how to do whatever, you know, post flyers on doors or whatever, is taught them all to make whatever the average plumber makes. Now, so if you want to make what the average person makes, you just keep doing what the average person does. But if you go get out of your cloistered little world and start looking at what, you know, guys who are really good at marketing do in any niche, and think about how you can apply that to your niche, then that's when you start to change everything. You know, for example, you know, if I'm a local real estate agent, why would I not want to have an email list where every week I simply dropped an update to them of what's going on in the local market? Doesn't have to have much of anything to do with real estate sales. But, you know, I know that the average value of a home that's brokered is $200,000 or whatever it is in America these days, and, you know, and I'm going to make $7,000 on every house deal that I get my hands on average. And hey, every few years somebody on that list, you know, is going to hit their point where they're going to buy or sell a house, maybe both. You know, how do I become the person that is going to be the one they call first? Well, if I've been the information provider on the local market, you know, and been dripping in their inbox for the last 5 years, I got a really good shot at that $7,000. And it cost me how much work to go collate a bunch of information that really my secretary could do and send it out every Friday.
I can't wait to hear the learning and the results of the folks, you know, who go and take advantage of this new program you're launching. And I absolutely want to stay in touch with you because I know you've got other tools coming out later this year that I'm begging, please, will you come back and will you share more of your experience in what it takes to really create the relationships that we need to create nowadays as well as these tools for this space?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
And Linda, can you let everybody know how they can find Sean and what he's doing with the Free Affiliate Club?
I just looked up and see that I'm completely out of time, so I'm going to make sure all the links are there in the show notes.
Awesome. And Sean, do you have a place that you want them to go to?
They can just go to freeaffiliateclub.com or, you know, anywhere else to get access to our information. They can go to seancasey.com and get on my direct mailing list. So either place is good, and to find out more information, in the WebFire tool we talked about is at webfire.com.
Fantastic. I've got to go check out webfire.com because the software sounds amazing.
It is.
Me too.
It is.
Well,
when you spend $200,000, it should be.
It should be is right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and as always, if I can ever do anything for you, just give me a shout.
All right. Great, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Linda. And we will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.